This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's prisons are overcrowded, understaffed, and plagued by violence. Mental health care for inmates is horrendously inadequate, according to a federal judge. There have been 15 suicides in as many months, including one earlier this month. Also, two inmates were stabbed and killed recently. And while overcrowding has eased some, state lawmakers know there's more work to do. Senator Cam Ward has been a leading voice on prison issues. I spoke with Ward to get a sense of where lawmakers stand during this legislative session.
We just finished our first joint budget committee hearing on the general fund, where the Department of Corrections has proposed an additional $41 million this year to help fund one more mental health care and also hiring up to 500 new officers to staff the prison. So I think the appetite is more in light of some of the violence you've seen inside the prisons.
How much effect has that violence and these inmate suicides, how much has that affected the discussion?
It does. It has a huge impact on it, not only the discussion inside the State House, but also what some of the things that the court has said. You know, that the court has clearly said that these conditions are no longer acceptable. So I think that the court's order, in addition to the daily publicity of the horror inside the prisons, has changed the perspective of a lot of lawmakers.
Given that what essentially amounts to a court order to address this issue of staffing and mental health, how much flexibility do you have as lawmakers?
Well, you have some, but primarily it's going to be a financial issue. You've got to pay for it. None of this is going to be free, so you're going to have to come up with the money in your budget to pay for it. And that's why I think last year we did $90 million additional dollars to the budget. This year we're going to do another $40 million on top of that. So it's primarily numbers and hiring the staff necessary to staff the prisons. That's a big part of our problem right now.
Also part of this prison discussion, Governor Kay Ivey has proposed a plan to build three new regional prisons. Could be done with a private lease that would bypass the legislature. How does the governor's plan sit with you?
Actually, I think she's got a very good plan, and here's why. It doesn't require us to take out or borrow money to incur indebtedness. It doesn't require you to increase the Department of Corrections budget. And what she's doing is, you by leasing it back from an entity that builds it, you would, in all essence, be running and operating prisons the way we do now. Just the lease, whoever holds the lease to the building would be a different person. But I mean, it would be run and operated by us, just like we do now, and it would help alleviate some of the security concerns that a lot of officers have in the current facilities, which right now we're just band-aiding back together. So I think her plan is very sound because it opens these prisons by closing older, decrepit buildings that are requiring a huge amount of money each year for maintenance.
Some criticism of the plan is that it wouldn't go through the normal legislative procedures. You wouldn't have the same oversight when you think of...
Well, you would. The reason you would have the same level of oversight is because we control the budget process. So if there were some overrunning costs or something happened and they actually didn't come through like they said it would, then through the budget process, we would have oversight.
As we've had these conversations through the years, it's sort of been a process of inches, not miles. Where do you feel the prison system is in getting it to, I guess, a better place?
Well, we're making progress. We just have a long way to go. It took a long time to get into this mess. It's going to take a long time to get out of it. I would say we're making progress. I mean, because of sentencing guideline changes, sentencing reform has had the biggest impact. I mean, we went from 198% capacity down to now about 153% capacity. So, we've made progress. We just still have a ways to go because the facilities and the condition they're in really aren't designed to handle a 21st century prison population. So you've got to do something design and construction-wise as well as staffing to stem the violence inside the facilities.
That's State Senator Cam Ward.